car. Fucking car.
Notice your reaction, young grasshopper.
Is this real life?
Behold, Timmy. Life. Real life. A thing that we have been denied for far too long.
Welcome to the desert of the real
life. English, do you speak it?
Aw, yeah. Hey there, real life podcast listeners. Even if you are alone in your English learning, know that today, in your earbuds, you are joined by thousands of others across the world searching to do the same thing you are.
Wow, man, that was beautiful.
Thank you.
What are earbuds?
Earbuds are what you are probably using to listen to this podcast. Mm. You put them into your MP3 player, and then you put them into your ears.
Mm. And you receive our beautiful voices through your earbuds, right?
Correct. Welcome to the Real Life English Podcast, the only English podcast that, when you're on your period, is guaranteed to reduce cramps by 50%. My name is Trevor with Real Life English, where we believe that listening to podcasts is a fun, natural, and practical way to learn English. So save some time and learn real life English while you're stuck in traffic, walking your dog, cooking, cleaning, or sleeping. Mm. Do you believe that you can learn stuff while you're sleeping?
Learn stuff while you're sleeping? Yeah, why not?
Yeah, have us brainwashing you the whole time you're asleep.
What does brainwashing mean?
So brainwashing is kind of like hypnosis, where you're tricking someone into believing what you want them to believe. Mm-hmm. You can think of dirt inside their brain, you're washing it so that you get it clean like you want.
That must have been what happened to me, because I passed high school math and I was sleeping the whole time.
Yeah. You were learning while you're sleeping. Alright, so I'm joined in the studio today with my co-host, a man whose blood smells like cologne.
Nice.
Chad, how you doing today?
I'm pretty good. Very... What cologne do you think that is, by the way? Maybe CK?
I was thinking maybe... I don't really know many colognes.
No, so. Me neither. It's the only one I know. But I'm feeling, like always, mighty fine today, Trevor.
Yeah, that's nice. We're actually doing the podcast on Friday now.
Yeah.
So we're not procrastinating.
We are not procrastinating. And we are on top of the world today because our acai actually arrived early, right?
Yeah, we got acai waiting for us. So hopefully this podcast will end soon so we can go eat it.
So it actually arrived about 20 minutes before the podcast, but we decided to stay strong and not eat it until we finished our work, right?
Yeah, so speaking of work, let's jump right into it. So if you guys stay until the end of the episode, we'll show you a way that you can totally immerse yourself in English without leaving your country. Hmm.
That sounds pretty good.
Yeah, so let's move on to the news.
What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa.
Alright, so what's new this week in the Real Life English community?
So yeah, the news today is that we are no longer releasing the Real Life English podcast on Sundays. We're going to be doing it on Tuesday now at midday.
Yes, so every Tuesday at noon Brazilian time, that's BRT, the podcast will be released. So instead of doing it on Sunday, we forgot to announce that we were changing it. So some people were like, hey, where's the podcast? Mm-hmm. And so the reason we're doing it on Tuesday is it's just a better day.
Yeah. And it's Sunday's a nice day for us to just chill out.
Yeah, we'd rather relax and not have to worry about this stuff.
Tuesday's much better.
Yep. And it does much better with social media and stuff. So speaking of which, I think it's 2 days ago, we had our first 2,000 downloads in one day.
Mm-hmm. And we actually don't really know why this happened,
yeah,
right?
It was a pretty big spike.
What is a spike?
A spike in statistics is when you have a big jump followed by a fast drop.
Yeah.
But anyway, so thanks for you guys for telling your friends about this. Thanks for giving us reviews in iTunes. It really helps new people find the podcast. And so if you want to spread the message,
give us a 5-star review, and it really helps new people find it.
Mm-hmm. And we feel really warm and fuzzy afterwards as well.
The next announcement is that we now have 30,000 followers on Twitter.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. That's quite the amount. So if you want to check us out on Twitter, it's @reallifeing. We post lots of stuff every day. Phrasal verbs, quotes, jokes, grammar exercises, slang.
Articles, podcasts.
Exactly. Pictures, lots of good stuff.
And the last piece of news for this podcast is that on Wednesday, I went and had a little meeting with the owners of Devasa, which is the place that hosts our party, and it is 100% confirmed. The next Real Life party is going to be in Bel Horizonte on the 8th of June.
Awesome.
From 5 p.m., make sure you get there early if you want to make the most of this party, because the earlier the better, right?
Yep, and you get the nice deal, 2-for-1 beers, 2-for-1 caipirinhas.
Mm-hmm. What is a caipirinha?
Caipirinha is one of the most famous cocktails in Brazil.
What is a cocktail?
A cocktail is an alcoholic drink that is made from liquor and some other type of mixer, so it's not beer.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's generally very fruity as well, right?
Tends to be, yes. And a caipirinha is made from cachaça, which is the local alcohol in Brazil. It's made from sugarcane,
mm-hmm.
and similar to rum, some people say, and it's mixed with some fruit and sugar.
Yeah, so generally the typical one would be a mix of a Brazilian lemon, which is kind of like a lime,
right?
Don't you think?
Yeah, it's definitely a lime.
Yeah.
But the way it's pronounced in Portuguese sounds like a lemon.
Yeah.
But anyways, so we're also planning on expanding the Real Life English Party to other countries, other cities. So if you're interested in having a Real Life Party in your city, send us an email.
Mm-hmm. We still have to figure out the finer details of this, but it's a process. If you have any ideas, some feedback, some anything, just get in contact with us.
Yeah, you can send an email, theguys@reallifebh.com. You okay? So moving on to the shout-outs. You know, oh, yeah. You make me wanna shout, kick my heels up and down, throw my hands
up and down, throw my head back and down, come on now. So we have two awesome Facebook shoutouts, and the first one is Little House. She's a very popular member on Facebook. She gives us a lot of good comments and simulates a lot of conversation. So thanks a lot, Little House, from Mar del Plata in Argentina. And the second Facebook member of the week is Rodrigo Pena. I believe he's from Rio de Janeiro. And he's also been leaving some awesome comments on our Facebook page, really stimulating a lot of awesome conversations. One of them in particular was, he just posted on the Facebook page, which country would you like to visit and what would you like to do there? And it currently has 111 comments.
Wow, that's an awesome number.
That is a 111.
Yes, I like the ones.
I do too. So yeah, thanks a lot, Rodrigo. And anyone who wants to help us out in the Facebook community, just asking good questions, stimulating conversation, giving people a good opportunity to communicate and just practice their English.
Yeah, so it's a great way to participate in daily English discussions. So you can check that out in the show notes of any episode. Mm-hmm. We have the link to the Facebook group, and we just reached 6,000 members in that as well.
So the more, the merrier.
All right, so our next shout out is from one of our Twitter followers, Fahad, didn't say what country she's from, but she speaks Arabic, so. And she said, I've downloaded every single episode, and it's worth it. Really great job, guys. Thanks, and keep it up.
All right. Awesome.
Cool. Thank you for that. And what does keep it up mean?
Keep it up? Well, we actually mentioned that in our last podcast, and we weren't relating it to Pelé. So hopefully she doesn't mean that meaning. So keep it up is to continue doing something good. Whatever it is that you're doing, keep it up. Keep doing it.
Cool. And so that leads into our next iTunes review, 5 stars from one of our good friends in China, and he actually titled the review Keep It Up as well.
Awesome.
We put his name in Google Translate, and what came up was from the Fang Friends of Guangdong.
Okay.
So he says, nice work. If only I had an opportunity to barbecue with you guys. By the way, China is a nice place for doing anything. It's the only country guaranteed to make you more handsome, even if you are Tony Stark, the Iron Man. You get taller while you are eating noodles, walking your dog, or being robbed. Aw yeah, girls are hot too. So consider paying a visit here. Love you. No homo. That's probably the single greatest review we've ever gotten.
He's just like summarized all of our podcasts and just given us, that's the best feedback.
Definitely. Yeah, you can tell he's listened to all the podcasts. There's a bunch of inside jokes in there that you'd only get if you listen to most of our episodes. And it's just great.
We have to go to China, man. We have to go and hang out there.
Yeah, it sounds like an amazing place.
Mm-hmm. And I can't believe you get taller while you are eating noodles. I never knew that.
Maybe we should eat some more noodles.
Yeah. Well, right. So thanks for that awesome comment. And that was the best. You just made my day. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right. So let's move on to the question.
Help. I need somebody. Help. Not just anybody. Help. You know I need someone. Help.
So this question is from one of our Twitter followers, from a couple weeks ago. And I forgot to write down the name, so if you're listening, just want to say thanks for this awesome question. And she said, what is the difference between an avenue, street, boulevard, and road? So Chad, do you know the answer to this question?
Well, I know the answer, of course, but maybe we can just double check in the dictionary. Oh yeah, of course. An avenue is generally a wide road that has like trees and intervals. I think it has generally like two lanes as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like maybe like a medium strip in the middle.
Yeah.
And a street is generally just a public road in a city or town, often in like suburbs.
Yeah, usually with buildings on the side.
Yep. Generally a smaller, you know, it's generally not set. It's not separated like an avenue. It doesn't have like a medium strip to separate.
Right. And so, what is medium strip?
Oh yeah, a medium strip is, if you can just picture this in your head, like you have an avenue, and in the middle, it's generally like a grassy area with like grass. So.
Or some kind of barrier preventing you from going into the other side.
Exactly. And a boulevard is generally a wider street in a town or city. It generally has like trees and stuff. I would always think a boulevard is also kind of like, it generally has this connotation that it's a wealthier part of a city.
Right. And so, for example, Hollywood Boulevard.
Okay.
Is the famous street in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
And also where I'm from, Beach Boulevard is the biggest street in my city.
Okay.
As well.
And is it generally like a place that has expensive shops and...
Well, yeah, it runs by like the mall and stuff, and it has four lanes on each side of the street.
Oh, wow. That's huge.
Yes.
And the last one, a road is just a general term for any kind of street or boulevard or anything,
any
right?
Any kind of asphalt, which is the material, mm-hmm. the black material made of yeah. roads that connects two places together.
Mm-hmm. You also have a dirt road.
Yes, you could have dirt roads as well.
Mm-hmm.
So usually just a place for cars to drive by is the road. Okay.
So thanks for that awesome question, and we hope we cleared it up for you.
All right, so let's move on to the expressions. So what was the theme for this week, Mr. Chad?
Okie dokie, the theme for this week was expressions related to movement. Okay. The expressions this week were, don't jump to conclusions, by leaps and bounds, spread yourself too thin, swing by, and breaking my balls.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. All right, let's start at the start. Don't jump to conclusions. What does that mean, Trevor?
So don't jump to conclusions means to not judge or assume something. Mm-hmm. It's don't just come to a conclusion without first finding out relevant facts.
Mm. So maybe a typical example would be...
So say some guy comes home with lipstick on his shirt.
What's lipstick?
Lipstick is that makeup that women put on their lips that I think looks horrible, but a lot of people like it.
Uh-huh.
And makes their lips really red or whatever color
yep.
it is. So say a man comes home with some lipstick on his shirt and his girlfriend says, hey, why do you have lipstick on your shirt?
Hey baby, don't jump to conclusions. This is just some red soda.
Yeah, so like we said before, to jump to conclusions, I mean, hey, just don't judge. Just because you think it might be something doesn't mean it's true.
Yeah. And you mentioned the word assume just now. Was that you that said, maybe you have even said this on a podcast before, never assume, it makes an us out of you and me.
I haven't said that, but I have heard that before.
Yeah.
And so if you look how to spell the word assume, it's ass, you, me.
Mm. Which to make an ass is to out of yourself is to make a fool of yourself,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, to make yourself look ridiculous.
So if you jump to conclusions and judge someone about something, you might look like a bit of an ass.
Yep.
So don't jump to conclusions.
All right, so the next one, by leaps and bounds. And so how is this one used?
Okay, so leaps and bounds, they are movements. They are like jumping. So to leap is to jump really far, and a bound.
Yeah, leap is about the distance as opposed to the height of your jump.
Yeah. Would bound be a height, your height? No, right?
No, but they go together.
Mm-hmm. When I think of a bound, like something that's bounding, I think of like a gazelle. You know how when they run, they can like jump?
Mm, yeah.
That's a bit kind of like bounding.
Yeah, exactly.
So when I mentioned this expression, to do something by leaps and bounds, is when you are progressing really quickly with something.
So instead of walking figuratively with your progress, you're jumping and leaping really far.
Yeah. The famous, it's not this expression, but another famous quote by Mr. Neil Armstrong. He passed away recently, right? Anyway, the guy, the first guy who walked on the moon, he said, one giant leap for man.
One small step for man.
One small step for man. One giant leap for mankind.
Exactly.
So it's like an accomplishment. It's like a huge accomplishment that happened.
Right. Yeah. So that's a great example of how that's used.
Mm-hmm.
Very famous saying.
Have you been doing achieving anything by leaps and bounds, Trevor?
No.
No. Yeah, I can't think of anything yet. What about your guitar, man?
I was thinking that, okay.
I've heard you practicing a lot. It seems to be getting pretty tight.
We've been jamming a little bit.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So I've been learning songs quicker, much quicker than I have in the past, and perfecting some songs. So that's been nice.
Perfect. Keep it up.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Right. Okay. The next one, to spread yourself too thin. First of all, what does the verb to spread mean in regards to a movement? What is spread?
So spreading is generally what you do with butter when you put it on bread.
Mm.
It starts as a big chunk and you move it across so that it gets evenly distributed on the bread.
Nice explanation.
Thank you.
And
I was trying not to use spread.
Yeah, I was thinking, how's he going to say this without saying spread?
Yeah.
But you said distributed.
Right. And so I also use this word a lot in yoga when I tell people to open their fingers.
Mm.
Say spread your fingers instead of having the fingers touching. You
want to
spread them as far apart as you can. And so
we can also use spread in regards to our podcast. You should really spread it amongst your friends.
Yes. Share it with the world if you like it. If you don't like it, then why are you listening?
True.
Okay, but this expression means, so if you didn't know, thin is the opposite of fat. And so if you spread yourself too thin, imagine you have a big thing of butter and you spread it across the bread and you just have a little tiny bit of butter across the whole bread.
Yeah.
And so there's, you might not even be able to taste it because it's so thin.
Mm-hmm.
And so this expression is used to say that you have so much, or it's saying to don't do so much at once that everything is bad.
Yeah. Perfect, that's it. If you're doing too many things, you can't really focus all your attention on one thing, so nothing is that good, right?
Exactly.
You're spreading yourself too thin.
Okay, I think that's good for that. Let's move on to the next one.
Yeah, and the next one is to swing by.
All right.
Swing, what's swing?
So swing is both a verb and a noun. And the noun is a swing, as a noun, is a piece of playground equipment where you sit on a small strap or
seat.
Seat, yeah, small seat almost. And you go forward and back with your kicking your legs for momentum.
Yeah.
And while you're doing that, you're swinging back and forth.
And generally while you're doing that, you actually yell out, "Wee!"
Yeah. You say, when we're having fun in English, we say me and some other people.
What do you mean?
We.
Ah, we. Okay. We.
Me and some other people. We. Yeah, and so swing can also mean to punch. So if you can imagine that movement is kind of like a swing.
Mm.
And
or swing dancing.
Yeah, type of dance as well, music and dance. Mm-hmm. And also if you have like a piece of string or rope with something tied on the end, it doesn't need something tied on the end, but you can be moving your hand in a circle, you can be swinging it.
Yeah,
as well.
Maybe swinging it around.
Yeah, swing it around.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So what does the expression to swing by mean?
So that means to come over.
Yeah, generally very quickly, right?
Yeah. Okay, so why don't you swing by after work and bring my wallet that I left at your house?
Okay, to swing by. When you were a child, or maybe even now that you're an adult, have you ever like swung off a rope and landed like into a lake or something like that?
Called, like a rope swing.
A rope swing.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Yeah, those are a lot of fun, definitely. Yes, you can have a rope swing as well. So let's move on to the last expression for today. Breaking my balls.
Mm.
So what does that mean?
To break my balls.
So what do we mean by balls here, Chad?
Okay, so balls is a reference for male testicles.
As opposed to female testicles?
Yes, they got them somewhere.
Yeah, and so this...
Figuratively balls, right?
Yeah, and so this was... Say this was made popular by South Park, an animated TV show. And in the episode, one of the characters is trying to sell something, and the guy's not giving him a very good deal at all. Mm-hmm. And so he says, "Oh man, you're breaking my balls. Only $10? You're breaking my balls, man."
Mm-hmm.
And so what does he mean by that?
So breaking my balls, he's really testing you, maybe?
It's more like you're killing me here.
Yeah.
You're not giving me any love.
Yeah.
You're being unfair.
You're being very unfair. That's a good one, yeah.
So like imagine someone has a hammer and he's like smashing, breaking your balls with it.
That would be very painful.
Yeah, not very fair.
No.
And so you can see that as, hey man, why are you breaking my balls? Come on, cut me some slack.
Cut me some slack.
That would be another way to say that.
And we generally say breaking my balls also when someone is like maybe criticizing you for something, right?
Yeah.
You're like, hey man, like you're not cleaning up after yourself. But hey man, stop breaking my balls.
Exactly, yes. And women can say this as well.
Yeah. Can they?
They
can,
if right? They want to.
Yeah. It's not... So that's breaking my balls.
Okay, cool. So that'll do it for the expressions. Let's move on to the quick tip, tricks, and or funny joke section. Alright, so our tip for today is how you can immerse yourself into English without ever even leaving your house, really.
Yeah, I'm already here right now because of this tip. I would have left.
Yeah, all that bullshit we've been talking about.
Yeah.
Okay, so the tip is to put everything you have into English. Your cell phone, your computer, Facebook, Twitter, your email, everything that you use, put it into English and immerse yourself in the language.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, we spend so much time on Facebook and Twitter and all these things, cell phone, it makes a big difference.
Yeah, you can learn a few words. If you see something you don't understand, just put it in Google Translate.
And I think it's also a great way just to keep your English brain alert. Mm-hmm. You know, like sometimes if you haven't spoken English for a while, you kind of like turn off.
Exactly.
And I say this sometimes with my students when they don't have daily exposure to English, they takes them a while to kind of like kick in again.
Yeah, and so when you put everything you have into English, you actually will start thinking in English more. Because
mm-hmm.
you learn the words so well that you don't need to translate them.
Mm-hmm.
And so it can be really powerful for that as well.
Yep.
Cool. All right, so let's move on to the joke for today. And it goes, I'm reading a book about anti-gravity. It's impossible to put down.
That's a good one.
Yeah, it's a silly little joke. So you want to say what put down means?
So put down means to stop reading your book. If I say, I just can't put this book down, it means you're so interested in what you're reading, you don't want to stop reading the book. But the book is about anti-gravity, so if there's no gravity, it's impossible to put something down, right? Because it's just going to float back up into the air.
Yeah, so that's a neat little play on words.
Nice one, man.
Okay, so that about do it for today's podcast. We hope you enjoyed our foul mouths. we're going to play you out with a song by Kai, the Home Free Hitchhiker.
Who the hell is this guy? I've seen him on some YouTube videos, I've heard of him a little bit. What is that?
Yeah, so first of all, he prefers the word home free instead of homeless.
Okay.
It's a little bit nicer way to say that he has no house.
Okay.
And he is famous for saving some people's lives by hitting a guy in the back of the head with a hatchet.
A hatchet is like a small axe, right?
So if you're interested in that story, we'll have the video in the show notes. So this is just a really cool song by him.
And is it like a studio recording or something?
No, he's just at a guitar center.
Ah, cool.
Yeah.
So just like live him playing.
Yep, it was for an interview.
Ah, sweet, man. Let's hear it.
So enjoy. So thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of the Real Life English community. If you want to find out more and stay up to date with everything that's happening in the Real Life English community, go to our website, reallifebh.com, sign up, and get a bunch of cool free stuff. Free podcasts, free videos, lots of stuff for signing up. So, see you guys next time. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Strong love was such a sweet song, but I knew it all along. Bombing up the wrong world, burning Babylon. Hit it up a bomb and say that I crave you like cool breath underwater. I'm someone's son and you'll be somebody's daughter. And we both somebody else who's wine together. We can be hotter, we can be hotter. All you'd have to do if you want to pull back my hood and kiss me real good. And just move, get a little bit closer. Then pull back and pull back, you do. And just move, we'll feel this groove with the loving that we do. We'll feel this groove with the loving that we do.
This was made popular by the cartoon show South Park. Mm. And so one of the characters, he's trying to get a good deal for some aborted fetuses that he has.
For what?
Some aborted fetuses.
Okay. What does that mean?
So those abortion is when you have a baby and you decide that you don't want a baby anymore while you're still pregnant and you cut it out. And then a fetus is a baby before it turns into a baby. It's like you have, give you like a little fucking anatomy lesson.
This is probably like kind of a little
probably not
not good. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Abortions and fetuses and you know.
He's trying to sell some aborted fetuses that he has. Okay.